You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
American track and field star Shelby Houlihan just picked up a 4-year ban for a positive steroid test, and she's blaming it on a burrito.
What happened with the burrito?
She is our American record holder for the 1,500 and 5,000 meters, but now it looks like she will not be going off to Tokyo in a few weeks for the Summer Olympics. They banned her for 4 years because she tested positive, Jeremy, for an anabolic steroid called nandrolone.
It's my favorite one.
She is insisting, even tear-filled, that she did not do anything intentionally. She claims that she went and did some Googling, like we all do, and found out that you can get levels of nandrolone in your system from eating pork sometimes.
Oh.
And she says 10 hours before her drug test, she ate a burrito made with pig offal from a Mexican food truck.
Oh my gosh.
And
well, can't they just test her again?
Well, that's the thing. She's already challenged this. And the story that I read yesterday said that it doesn't show levels that would indicate that she's been doing steroids
for a
long time.
Sure, so it's just a little bit. Just a little bit.
It might have been a spike.
Well, can they go to the restaurant and grab some of the pork and test the pork?
Test the burrito?
Test my pork?
I don't know. I feel terrible for her. She says she's been denied due process, but U.S. track and field officials say you're out of luck. She will not only miss, because it's a 4-year ban, she'll miss this Olympics. She's going to miss the ones that are coming up in 3 years in Paris, so the 2024 games. She wouldn't be eligible for Olympics again until 2028, which is in Los Angeles. But when that happens, she'll be 35 years old. And I don't know, track and field, 35? I don't know.
Dang.
Anyway, I just...
That's kind of a funny story.
She blames it on a burrito.
A burrito.
Survey is out asking, trying to find out what are the best states to live in the United States of America. They based it on safety, affordability, the economy, health and education, and overall quality of life. But that last one seems kind of subjective to me.
Yeah, kind of vague.
Out of all this, they picked New Jersey.
Joyzy.
Let that sink in for a moment. Best state to live in, New Jersey.
Where's Colorado?
Number 16. Colorado scored well with education and health. We came in ninth, but we really got dinged by affordability. And if you've tried to buy a house, you know what we're talking about.
Yep.
29th in affordability, and we also got really hurt by safety. We're 35th when it comes to safety. And I'm going to have to go and look
at
see
falling
what,
down mountains or something?
Well, it could be
wildfires?
You know, the tornadoes, wildfires, hail. We've had a lot of high-profile
incidents. Yes.
Crimes
yes,
and stuff.
Yes. Okay.
So affordability and safety makes Colorado drop all the way down to 16th, which is still not bad.
Not bad.
What else is trending?
Big news. It's National Fudge Day.
I have a question about that.
What? What's your question about delicious fudge?
Oh, I love fudge.
Who don't love fudge?
I get it all day, every day. But my question is, why would you put that in the middle of one of the hottest times of the year?
It seems like a Christmassy thing, right?
That's
when people
what I
eat
thought.
A lot of fudge.
It seems like someday in December.
Well, I will say one of my most favorite fudge delivery devices I eat in the summer, and that's the DQ Buster Bar. And if you bite into the middle of one of those bad boys, it is just full of ooey gooey, delicious fudge. And
sounds good.
I'm eating that in the summer, so give me some.
Is that what
that.
You used to choose when your parents
oh,
ran
yeah,
a Dairy Queen?
I love the Buster Bar. Oh, so good. So good. Jeff Bezos's ex-wife, Mackenzie, just gave out another $2.7 billion of her ginormous bank account income fund to various charities. That is on top of the $6 billion she gave away last year. So they are spreading it out. She's worth roughly $60 billion, and she's part of that giving pledge where she's going to be giving away a lot of her money.
I
so
think that's cool.
I didn't see
know
the
she
list.
She got remarried. I just saw this morning that she got remarried.
Dan Jewett. Old Dan Jewett and Mackenzie sitting in a tree handing out their money. So that's pretty cool. I'd like to see the list of everywhere that they donated. I have not seen that yet. So
I'd like to see the other names that are on that giving list too. Because I know Bill and Melinda Gates.
Bill and Melinda, the two biggies.
They're going their separate ways too.
Buffett's on there, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Fans of Beauty and the Beast, you're gonna love this. Disney Plus is doing an 8-episode prequel series to Beauty and the Beast. And it's going to be a musical and a live-action thing, not a cartoon. Yay!
Well, as a Disney stockholder, I'm very happy.
This is great news. It's going to follow Gaston and Le Fou, and they're going to do like a backstory of them. They're going on adventures and journeys and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, that's coming to Disney+. Check out this crazy baby name that's making the rounds this morning. A woman in the Philippines just had a baby boy. And the dad got her to agree to name the kid Hypertext Markup Language.
Oh, HTML.
Right, nerds, HTML. He's a web developer and he loves his job. So that's why they did it.
I've got to tell you a story.
Yay. What's that?
Baby named HTML. My son sent me a text yesterday and he said, nobody's making fun here.
Yet
he says that his wife, my daughter-in-law, Sabra, works with a woman whose first name, not first and middle, her first name, so all run together, is Brooke Shields.
I like it.
That's her first name, Brooke Shields, one word.
Brooke Shields. Why not? Googler, kids.
Man, that is a parent who is a fan.
Big fan. This story continues to go on and says this family has a long tradition of weird names. His name is Macaroni 85 and his sister's legal name is Spaghetti 88. So they've got those two names and now Hypertext Markup Language in the family.
Oh, they're weird. A pasta nerdy family.
They're kind of weird. Here's a feel-good story, you guys.
Is Macaroni, though, that bad of a name?
Macaroni's a funny name.
First of all, it makes people smile when they hear it. You can just go by Mac.
Hey, Mac! Be... Or Aroni.
Well, wasn't there Roni. A Bobby Brown like song called My Little Roni?
I have no idea.
She's my tender Roni. Look it up.
I don't want to. Macaroni. I like Macaroni. That's a good name. Here's a feel-good story. A dad from Wisconsin named Nate, a nice, solid, normal name, Nate Carroll recently set a world record by doing more than 1.5 million push-ups for charity.
Whoa.
Now,
in
he didn't do them all in one day. He did it for about a year. He averaged about 4,100 push-ups per day, occasionally reaching 7,000 push-ups a day. I guess if you break it down over the course of the day, that's not too bad.
Were they legit push-ups?
I didn't see a video of him actually doing it.
You know what I'm talking about.
Chin up. Chest, you know, barely to the ground and back,
all
the way up, all the way down. I don't know. He was doing it for a fundraiser for the Tunnels to Towers Foundation, an organization that offers housing and mortgage assistance to families of officers and firefighters who have been killed in the line of duty. So he was doing it for a great cause.
Yeah.
And he said he was doing it to show his children that if you have a giant goal that looks impossible, if you break it down to daily manageable chunks, you can accomplish anything.
I love it.
Feel and good.
I'm just laughing that I'm over here saying, well, are they really good? I couldn't do...
When was the last time you did a push-up?
I couldn't do 4,000 half-ass push-ups. So power to him.
Power to this dude. Real quick, here's your Fat America. White Castle is selling cake slices on a stick right now.
Okay.
So there's that.
Sure.
Look it up. Clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video from TikTok today. It's a woman. She's gone viral after showing people how to get all the butter on all your popcorn at the movie theater, not just the top layer. And she jams a straw down into it and then puts it under the butter dispenser, and the butter shoots down the straw into the popcorn.
Layers it, man.
You can slowly lift it up, you know, and you get all the layers. Brilliant. Check
Great
it out.
Idea.
It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.